It's a new week. Yes, it is. Welcome to another episode of the Kicking It With The Crew podcast. I am one half of RBI Crew 7, Crew 7 Neil. Come on, Ty. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Is he in the air right now?
He literally just boarded.
As I say, I heard it was delayed.
Yes.
So he could have been here.
Maybe in the morning. Yeah, he boarded 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
On his way to Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm is it Magdorn? Just
you don't know your name?
Well, I don't know what you guys
Producer
call
Tyson,
me.
Producer Tyson, Mr. T, whatever you want to call yourself today.
Hi, hello.
Yeah?
That's it.
All right. Well, welcome. Welcome. So we are obviously a person short today.
Yep.
Ryan and the Mrs., the real boss.
Yep.
Are on their way to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
There's Dallas Card Show going on.
He's actually working.
And Leaf has something going on, yes. too, that he is, him and the Mrs. got invited to.
Yes. He's working. Like I said, he's actually working.
I just saw that chair jiggle.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Oh, man.
Are you comfy?
It is not comfy. No, I'll get it comfortable.
But oh, it looks like you're going, sorry, I got to do the Ryan thing. Huh? We going to North Carolina today?
Well, I know that the neck had the little darker.
Yeah.
And I thought it matched that.
Oh,
so I just.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. How was your weekend?
You know, you guys ask me every week.
I know. Same thing we do every week. Sit on our butt.
Kind of nothing. It's going to change soon, though.
Oh, yeah?
When July 19th officially, but like the 14th.
It's 15th or the 13th or one of those.
NCAA football, baby.
Oh, yeah.
College football, PlayStation 5.
Did you get yours yet?
I don't even own a PlayStation 5.
Oh, that's what I meant, though. Did you get your PS5?
No, I do. Man, this month, you know those, there's 2 months out of the year where it's just like you have no money.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is typically around this time, the fifth or sixth month of the year.
And then December.
And then December. It's also around the same time where insurances are usually due.
And yeah, and so new tires are needed and stuff like that.
I've noticed a massive difference in my just driving, how quiet it is now. So I went from those all-terrain rugged tires that came with it to just normal all-season highway, basically. Is just like I hear the engine
night
over
day.
And I definitely noticed like in the rain I have more traction because
that's probably a good thing.
So yeah, usually that was $800 flush, which isn't horrible for tires on a truck.
Yeah, I would say I'm
on a car.
Yeah, that's five, a little. Yeah, I was just thinking 4 to 5.
5 to 6 is what I'm used to have on the Magnum. So, but yeah, it was $800 for the for those. So, but they're done. They're good.
That's the main thing. It's done. It's out of the way. You ain't got to stress that no more.
Yeah. How about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. Saturday, I sat in a chair for 4.5 hours.
Oh. Watching that kicky ball.
No. I got my tattoo.
You got a new tattoo.
Holy. She's a freshie.
Yeah, that's
Flamingo to represent the misses.
Did I tell you? This is going to sound terrible.
Oh, boy.
When I saw that picture,
it's
going to haunt my nightmares. Like, I'll never think of flamingos again like that.
What?
Because it's like, it's, right, it's art, right?
Yeah, it's.
It looks like a mohawked flamingo.
It's photorealism.
That's what I mean, though. It's obviously in black, because that's what...
Black and gray, yeah.
And it just, it looks like, it's like, I'm going to kill you. It's like, oh my God, that flamingo is going to tear. It's got a little mohawk. Keep going up your sleeve a little bit. It looks like a mohawk.
Yeah, it's eventually going to like, because I got to cover up this other one.
I was going to say, what's the other one?
That was like one of my first ones.
Okay, so it looks like a flamingo with a mohawk.
Yeah.
That haunts my nightmares.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so, or he's holding a guitar, whichever.
Yeah. And then Sunday, anything? I don't even remember what I did on Sunday. What did I do on Sunday?
Well, Mother's Day.
That's right. Thank you.
Mother's Day. So Saturday we ate dinner, and then Sunday we didn't really do it. And then Nathan came up Sunday night to do the breaks.
Midwest Sports Cards with a Z, because he's cool like that. A
lot of rookie mistakes is what I was told.
Yeah.
Keeping packs off the camera, not a good thing.
Luckily, it was Shermanic.
Yes, and he learned
a
lot.
He understands.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was his first time doing it.
Yep, and it's going to be his last time.
We'll see. He enjoyed it.
He seemed fine. I mean, he also had a, what was it, a 8:30 to midnight is what he worked.
Yeah, 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, so he...
Yeah, he pulled a double.
And then drove an hour and a half home.
Yeah, he needs to move closer.
Yep. Yes, he does.
I live max 5 minutes away right now.
Walking 5 minutes away, probably.
That's more like 20.
Well, the stoplight's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeez. No. Yeah. 11 minutes for me, which is 12, 13, whatever it is, so I like it.
But, yeah, back to NCAA, I know.
Yeah.
Hanel. Yep. Bought a PS5 just for that. Yep. And it available for pre-sale today.
Yes.
I already got mine.
I will get it. Trust me. I've been waiting long enough to actually play Nebraska in a football game. I'm still waited. I don't own a PS5 yet. Yeah. I have a 4. I don't play the PS. PS4 is literally a stand for a TV. It literally sits there, so the TV's a little higher for me.
I'll be completely honest. I don't play much anymore.
We will be.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the week before National.
And you know what? You guys will take your PS5 to the National because you guys are rooming together.
Maybe.
And when you get in there, it's like, hey, you guys want to go out? No,
we're good.
No, we got a rival. We got to settle. Yeah. It's a 7-game series. It starts tonight.
September 7th, by the way.
Is
Texas versus Michigan.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't have Michigan this year. I have... Because they just released the primetime games.
Yeah.
Nebraska plays Colorado week 2 on NBC. And that's in Lincoln, but it's at 7 o'clock at night. So that's going to be a game that primetime. And then we play Wisconsin at the end of the year, NBC primetime. So
I'll tell you what, the Big Ten got a lot harder.
Oh my God. USC's there. UCLA is there. Oregon, Washington.
Washington, who Michigan played in the national championship.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's like, holy cow. So if we... If Michigan, not we, I wish, but if we do anything, it'll be a battle.
And there's no Big Ten championship. You just win. Like, there's no game.
I mean,
like, if you're
a lot of other leagues do that.
I don't know why you don't pick a national, or I don't know why you don't have a Big Ten game.
Because there's so many teams. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's 16. I think it's 16 now because we gained 4. So you can still have 8. Big 16.
Big Ten is 16. Yeah.
So you could still do 8-8 and have a conference championship and all that, but true. I don't know what they. I don't know why. I do think it's silly that USC, Oregon, Washington, and UCLA are here. We're all Midwest teams for the most part, and
now they got to fly out to West Coast.
And I'll tell you something that they haven't talked about yet that I've noticed immediately was when you get to the end of the year, and I didn't think I noticed it this year for the schedule, but for next year, okay, you're USC, you're a California team. When it's July or August, September, October, it's warm to a degree pretty much in the country.
Yeah.
When it's in October, November, December,
a little chilly.
You come to Iowa or you come to Nebraska or you go to Michigan, Minnesota, and you're going there to play a game in December. How is that going to affect USC, UCLA? Yeah. Maybe not Oregon or Washington so much.
Yeah, because they're a little more north.
But. So you got an undefeated team going there.
Freezing your butt off.
But all these other Big Ten team schools are just like,
this is normal.
This is yesterday. Like, who cares? So I'll be interested to see if one of those teams is strong enough to actually play well in the weather. So
it'll be interesting.
We go to USC in November. I think the second week in November we go to USC. And then the UCLA comes to us. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I will say I do like the cover of the NCAA.
Cover?
College football. I mean,
which one?
He's on both.
One's got an Ohio State player in it. The other one does not.
Yeah, he's off in the corner.
He's off and off the side with half his name on there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just a flag.
I just like who's dead center.
Yeah, I know.
I like it.
I don't. But, I still don't understand the probation thing. Is it just probation
just
for recruiting?
I'm pretty sure it's just recruiting.
Kids will go to Michigan if they want to go to Michigan.
I do hear a lot of Ohio State fans are a little upset.
Oh, yes, they are.
But... they're used to seeing the back of his jersey as he's running down the sideline for a touchdown.
Is that a running back?
Yes. He's going to be our main now.
Okay.
So they should be used to it.
I'm not going
to
lie. When I saw it was Edwards, right? That's his name?
Mm-hmm, Donovan.
Okay. It is Donovan Edwards. I was thinking his name was Donovan. When I saw that, I was like, is that a wide receiver? I honestly didn't know because I don't watch Michigan games.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And then I was like, I think maybe the running back.
Yeah, he's the guy that... I think it was scored 2 touchdowns against Alabama. Like 2 big plays.
What's his name was hurt. Couldn't
Corum
was hurt.
He's the banger.
Okay.
He's
your thud. Yeah,
he's your new guy.
Yeah. I don't want to see how that works. Rams. We'll see how that works.
But speaking of the Rams, what do you think about the NFL schedule?
I laugh at the Jets.
Yeah.
First game, Monday night in San Francisco, Aaron Rodgers is going to die.
Well, he's got to play more than one play.
That's what's saying he's going to die. What were some of the ones I noticed that were like, whoa?
I will say, apparently, the Chargers have the second easiest schedule.
Yeah.
I still don't think we're going to do well.
I think you'll be okay. You won't make the playoffs, but I think you'll be a 500 team.
I mean, that's how we've been the last couple of years.
You got to have a couple of years to build that team.
I mean, we don't have any wide receivers.
You have no wide receivers.
Oh, wait, we got DJ Chark. What am I talking about?
You got no wide receivers.
Yeah, I agree.
You still have your quarterback, but I think he's really going to build the run game.
Yeah, he's going to do what he did in Michigan.
What's your tight end situation?
Will Disley and Hayden Hurst.
That's horrifying. So.
I would agree with you.
No, no drafting any Chargers kids for fantasy football.
I can't argue. Unfortunately.
So yeah, I mean, I think they project the Rams to be a borderline playoff team again.
Yeah,
but I don't. I'm not being biased. I try to be biased. Well, I am biased. I'll be honest. I don't know why we can't win the division.
I mean, you got the Niners. That's your main competition.
We beat the Niners in San Francisco last year. Everybody's got to stay healthy. I get that. That's what has to happen.
I mean, that's for every team.
But if Cooper Kupp is healthy.
You got a great duo.
And Puka stays healthy. And Stafford can stay upright.
Yeah. That's a great duo. I can't argue that.
I mean, your rivaling Waddle and Hill.
I mean, you're rivaling Quentin Johnston and DJ Chark.
Okay.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
But I think the Rams play Miami 1 week this year, so that would be fun.
That could be a shootout right there.
But I just, like, when you think of the top two tandem wide receivers on football teams.
That's a good duo.
It's got to be top five, top three if they're healthy. I know.
Again, you could say that for everybody.
And Cooper doesn't need to be the burner or the big guy anymore because you got Puka and Cooper Kupp's just going to be that guy that reads that defense, doesn't even have to say anything to Matthew Stafford. Yeah. Just the slot guy, basically, now. Yeah. And just be that and just eat yards. 12 catches, maybe 100 yards. Just get those 10-yard, 8-yard.
That's a good fantasy day.
And that's why I keep him. And that's why in fantasy football, when you get trade offers for a fifth-round pick for Cooper Kupp, you ignore that person.
People were just trying to get him on the low.
The low for me is
it wasn't
like,
me, by the way.
No, it's not you. I didn't even recognize the team name until I figured it out.
Is it Double Doink?
Uh-huh.
Ah, I called it Gio. Just like,
he tried to get Galvin Kamara from a fifth-round pick and Kareem Hunt. And I'm like, Kareem Hunt?
He's not even on a team right now,
what
is
are you
he?
Doing? You know, so.
I mean, I would have done that. Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, like, come on, man. So, yeah, I think we're fully capable of winning the division. That to me, is the expectation. Finishing second wild card team is probably where it is.
Yeah, but I mean, you're okay with that.
I know
you're a playoff team.
49ers defense got weaker, so
yeah.
It's got to stay healthy, got to stay upright, got to pay Matthew Stafford. So.
Didn't the Niners hire Staley? Or was it the Rams that hired Staley, the former Chargers coach?
I actually don't know. He was a Ram guy,
okay, so he might have went to the...
It may have went back. I don't know.
Let me check.
We lost.
He's a Niner. Okay. Yeah. He's an assistant on the Niners. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we'll see. There's a couple of games the Rams have that are interesting, but we have no London games, thank God. The
Jaguars have two.
Yeah, and then we have two Sunday night games and one Monday night game, I think. So nothing super crazy.
Yeah, I think we have two Sunday and a Monday. Yeah. The Monday's the Harbaugh Bowl.
Oh, yeah, so that would make complete sense.
Yeah.
I don't even remember our first game of the year is.
We're playing the Raiders.
Cardinals sound right? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. No. You got me on that one.
We're middle of the pack on strength of schedule, though. So
I think we are 31 out of 32.
Your division sucks.
Denver. We got one good team.
You got two Denvers and two Raiders. Yeah. And you two times.
And two Chiefs.
That's 6-0 for the Chiefs right there.
Right.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. So, let's go Ryan's favorite thing, the releases this week.
Oh, yeah.
It was definitely a kicky ball release.
Yep. There was a hockey.
There was a hockey trilogy.
And actually a shockingly good release for hockey. The last several years of trilogy have been pretty rough. Trilogy used to be one pack, and you either got a rookie numbered to 999, 399, 199, whatever it was, a jersey card or an auto. That was what you got in a pack, and you had six packs. So you always got, or nine packs. So you always had three autographs, three jersey cards, and three rookie. Like, that's what you used to get in trilogy. Now it's a hit, like a jersey or an auto, and then something else is what it turned into.
See, that's one thing with Upper Deck. You're not guaranteed an auto, which should be commonplace nowadays.
Exactly. And they've just really limited the amount of autos you get. But this year, from what I've seen, somebody left another project and went to this one and fixed it.
Well, that's good.
Because, yes, the rookie class is great, but they have a lot better inserts that people would want to collect that's considered a hit, like these acetate clear glass, thick patch cards, obviously, autographs. I saw Case of McDavid and Matthews Auto. I've seen things with Bedard all over the place, which is always fine.
Yeah.
I didn't see very many, if any, redemptions.
That's the big
knock
thing.
Knock on wood, McDavid was in there. So at 150, I think we are right now, subject to change.
You can't get it on the website.
Can't get it on the website. Got a DM or come in.
Yeah.
I think people are scared right now because of how bad its track record was.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
I say get it.
Go get it. Go grab it. Go grab one. Try it out. It's definitely better. And again, there's a lot of Bedards in it.
See, and that's the guy everybody's chasing.
Just get a Bedard, you can get it right out of there.
But yeah, Wednesday we had Select La Liga, Finest Club Competitions, Donruss.
Yep.
Something we sold out of right away was UFC Midnight.
Midnight, yep, that's gone.
Those were pre-ordered and they were gone. We only got two cases of it, and it was gone.
Upper Deck, right?
No, Tops.
Tops Midnight.
Yeah, UFC.
Well, yeah, UFC Midnight Tops, okay. I thought they were Upper Deck. Oh, I'm thinking AEW, my bad.
Yeah, AEW that's is upper with Upper Deck, correct.
My bad. Okay.
And then tomorrow, we have one thing that we are going to preview in a little bit. Vivid Football.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Archives Retired is also tomorrow. I see Dave ripping a lot of that tomorrow.
Someone asked about it, and I was like, I think we're getting that in today. And Matt's like, it's a tomorrow release.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
So, I mean, that's a breaker's delight right there. They just one card, boom, auto.
Five autos in here. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I thought it was two or three autos.
Let's talk about the Vivid Football.
Vivid Football's got five autos. Holy moly. Yeah. All righty. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and then next week we'll let Ryan kind of talk about releases.
Yeah.
he likes to do that.
I will tell you, for some of the hockey people out there, there's a lot of hockey coming in terms of we still have 21, 22, I think officially one more maybe product.
See, I don't understand all that.
And then like 22, 23 is still, there's plenty coming. And 23, 24 is coming. So yeah. I think SP Authentic Hockey is a month or two away.
Yeah.
There was another one coming. Like 22, 23, the Cup will be coming sometime soon. So for the hockey guys, we don't know. We have no idea. Like Ryan just, like last week I told him, I said, I think Trilogy's coming. He's like, oh, really?
Yeah, because we don't know. It's one of those.
So the best place that I found to get an idea of what's coming, if people are interested, Beckett's calendar release actually has a pretty good layout of what's kind of coming. So
yeah, I try to go to Blowout.
And they
change so often.
Cardboard Connection doesn't even, I don't even think they update anymore.
No, apparently like their owner got in trouble.
Yeah, something happened. Yeah, so
they haven't updated since the beginning of the year.
It's been a while.
So.
But yeah, Beckett release or Beckett calendar release, something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Go there and they're there. You see some of the ones, you're like, oh gosh, I didn't even know that was coming.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, like WWE Immaculate's on the way.
Oh, here we go.
WWE Chronicles is on the way.
I actually did write down next week's releases. I forgot I did that.
Oh, well,
because I have the biggest script I've ever had.
Yes,
so I didn't think I'd
mess
it up.
Two pages, ladies and gentlemen.
next week we have Topps Chrome Platinum Anniversary.
That's a good one.
That's always cool looking. They just have so many like refractors and randomness.
We sell out of hobby fast.
Oh, yes, we do.
So if you need to get it.
Clearly, Donruss Football was supposed to be tomorrow.
Uh-huh,
got pushed a week.
Okay.
So it'll be next Friday. You mentioned Chronicles, WWE.
Yep.
That is also Friday.
Finally found a semi-checklist for that.
Yeah, I heard it just came out. Nathan was telling me about that.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping either McAfee or because there's a Voices of the whatever they call it.
Samantha Irvin is who I'd want.
Not in it.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. That's what we talked about.
Yeah, that's the girl I want.
But, oh gosh, who's the GM of Raw?
Adam Pearce?
He's got autos.
Yeah.
And I think the other guy's got autos. The other GM.
Nick Aldis?
I think they both have autos.
That would be cool. Pierce has had autos, I think, in select.
As like his... Oh, no, he did have one as a select auto. Yeah. So he's... Like, there are going to be some more unique names.
That Aldis one, that would be pretty cool.
I think... it's booked horribly. It's all by their names. So you have to find whatever page number it is for Alphabet.
You know who he's married to, right?
Nick Aldis?
Yeah.
No.
Girl, you used to like. Mickey James.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, when Mickey and Bliss were running around, it was fun to watch.
Tyson actually watched wrestling.
I did watch. And then, you know, what do you call it? I want to say hashtag. Get well soon, Carmella.
What happened to her? I don't even know.
Drop foot when she was giving birth to her kid. Some discs in her back got herniated and they're messing with a main nerve going into her right foot. She like if it's so dead to her, like she can't even pick it up.
That's insane.
And she's out.
There's like, so many complications that can happen.
She's trying so hard to come back, and everybody's like, "Where is she?" She just posted, I think, yesterday that I have drop foot in my right or dead foot, drop foot in her right leg, and she's trying to build muscles to make that nerve stop hurting. But
that's crazy. That sucks.
Yeah. So anyway,
there is one more release next Friday.
Hockey.
Tyson will want to rip a lot of this. 2024.
Pickleball.
Pickleball!
No. I woke up this morning to a text from Jerry. Where's my phone? This man.
Shout out, Jerry.
Woke me up.
It had to be before 7:30.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. Mr. Jerry, 6:14, just a picture of pickleball. And I replied, I'm fully aware none will be available when they come in unless you want to dig in the dumpster. So, Jerry, if you want that, the dumpster's right out back.
Next week's product review or preview.
I will walk out. I will walk out that door. Oh my gosh.
I thought you'd appreciate that one.
We did look up the checklist. I think there was a cool duel. Oh, man.
Was it the mom and the one good pickleball girl?
Maybe. I thought it was like an athlete or an actress or like a star, and then
John Yates.
Oh God, there was one that was like, okay. I mean, like, I get it, but Leaf, I know you listen. Okay, I know that you do take care.
Shout out, Josh.
Pickleball does not deserve a product. Okay,
Tyson just wants to keep it all for himself.
Bass fishing deserves a product over pickleball.
Leaf fishing, fettle weppies.
I would rip a lot of that. There is a market. If there's a market for pickleball, there is a market for bass fishing. Trust me. It may not be a lot of money, but it's there. It's like NASCAR, right? Like NASCAR autos are like Jimmy Johnson and like Rusty Wallace. They're $20, $30. You know, they're fun. They're cute. Whatever. There is a no to pickleball. Stop it. Stop it. Anyway, that's my rant.
So, you're obviously paying attention to the NHL playoffs.
Yeah.
Looks like most of them are 3-2 except for one, Vancouver and Edmonton.
Yeah, because they started a little late.
Yeah, they're tied 2-2.
Florida and Boston.
Boston won in overtime?
They won a regulation.
It was regulation, okay.
2-1, but I think Florida takes care of them tonight, I think it is. Brad Marchand got punched in the face and he's been out.
Oh, darn.
I know. It's been great.
we're so upset about that.
I think the Rangers were up 3-0. It's 3-2 now going back to Carolina.
Carolina.
So that could go 7. I have faith that the Rangers will take care of them tonight.
I say tonight it's Rangers, Hurricanes, Oilers, and the Canadian Schmucks.
Oh, so they have them tomorrow. Okay.
Tomorrow is Panthers, Bruins.
The Oilers, Canucks might go 7. That seems like a 7-game series.
That's the one that's tied 2-2.
2-2. And then Dallas lost to Colorado last night. They were up 3-1. Now it's 3-2 going back to Colorado. So that might go 7. The vibes I'm getting, the feels I'm getting is it's going to be the Rangers in Florida. And then my personal thing, I think it's Dallas. And I think Edmonton pulls it out.
That'd be fun. I mean,
but
the more you can see McDavid, the better.
I'm rooting for Oilers. I think Vancouver will do it, though.
Yeah.
Vancouver was 3-0 against him in the regular season, so.
Yeah. They're 2-2 in the playoffs.
Right. So, or at home, I think they were 3-0. They were 3-0 in Edmonton against them. They beat them all three times. So, I think it'll be those four.
Yeah.
I may have said something last week, but I'm feeling more like those are the stronger teams. So
I mean, it's crazy. Like, even in basketball, except for the Boston Cleveland.
The Boston one that just happened, yeah.
3-2, 3-2, 3-2.
Dallas. These are going to do it. My Charles Barkley. I think Oklahoma's going to blow him out.
Whoops.
Oops. I said Dallas to Jerry. I think Dallas will make it to the East. They're in the East. No, Dallas is West.
I believe West.
I think Dallas and...
yeah, because OKC is in the West is funny.
Dallas and...
Denver or Minnesota.
Boy, I thought Minnesota was going to run away with that.
They were up 2-0, and then
so it's Denver.
Whoops!
Probably Denver, Dallas, and then
New York.
I want
Indy.
The Pacers,
yeah,
and then Celtics.
Yeah,
which would be Celtics, and then I would pick. I don't know. I could roll with some Dallas Mavericks.
I mean, the Pacers have to win the next two.
No, they're up 3-2.
Sure about that?
Yeah. They just beat New York in right. Is that correct, Adam?
I thought
Indy won, right?
Yeah, New York's up 3-2.
Oh.
See, I did my 2018 research.
Okay.
Well, let's see. I have my cellular
it's
device
six,
here.
So
yeah, they're in Indy.
Well, then maybe the Knicks will beat them.
I think Indy's undefeated at home this year.
Okay.
And then they go to New York if there's a game seven.
Yep.
So there you have it. There you are.
So
the magical words of Tyson Magnor.
Yeah, we'll see how magical that is.
Come on, you're Nostradamus, remember?
Remember, I'll be, the week we're gone, the week we'll be not in the doing the podcast is when all this is going to be.
Which is what, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, we'll do next week because Ryan's here.
Yeah.
And then the next week we're all.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, you're gone. So.
Yeah, 2/3 of the podcast will be gone in 2 weeks. So we will not have a podcast.
No podcast.
But we're here next week.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah.
We'll talk about a lot.
I'm sure we will. And then. Yeah, we'll have to do the podcast a little earlier the following week because Ryan and I are going to go to Indy.
Yes, you are.
The
Midwest Monster.
So yes. We'll probably do that one another
Tuesday
earlier.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah. So
cool.
Without delay, you want to do the product review?
Sure.
2024 Leaf Vivid Football.
Releases
is what we're going to do.
Tomorrow.
Releases tomorrow. Available now on RBICrew7.com.
Presale.
Pre-sale. With those cool new little banners and stuff.
I did see that.
That
I
honestly, you think it's something little? A little stressful getting that on there.
Oh, yes. It's a massive undertaking.
Yes. It was something else.
Please don't fall. Okay.
I have a pen, so I don't need.
Well, God.
Oh, microphone down.
Actually, not that bad.
Yeah?
I just wanted to say, hey, Nathan, Jesus, man.
And you know what?
He'll get that.
I just want to say, shout out Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, this is interesting. It's not a pack. It's a little box.
It's in a box. In a box.
It's my pack in a box.
That's not inappropriate at all.
No, it's my pack in a box. And then it's in a clamshell. Jeez, Tyson. You destroyed that thing.
Well, you know.
Oh, my gosh. They are not wanting us to get into these.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
He's talking about his combos and cheese, people.
Oh.
He ain't
talking.
He's not talking about the box.
I can't say the first name of this guy because it's vulgar.
There you go. Did you get Nye?
Yeah, what did I say?
Nye?
No. A-I-N-A-S.
Oh, anus.
Oh.
That's mildly inappropriate. 13.
My first one is Mr. Jordan McLeod. Let me see. We don't have Hanel here to look these up as everybody is. There he is. He's a football quarterback at Texas State, the powerhouse.
It's
Texas State. No, I Googled.
Oh, okay.
I Googlefied that one. Come on, Ty. You can do it. I got faith in you, sir.
This is like
if you can only see the look on this man's face.
Do you know
it's pure confusion?
When somebody has too many vowels in their name or any word, A I N I A S, A I N,
A I N
I A S,
yeah, Aeneas,
I Aeneas Smith, sure.
Right. Yeah, He is
looks
a member.
Like Mississippi State?
Of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, he's an Eagle.
Yeah.
What college did he go to? Alabama or Mississippi State?
Texas A&M.
That would work, too. Okay.
He went to TAM.
Okay.
Ooh.
7-9, by the way.
Oh, yeah. My Texas State guy is 1-8. Next one is TJ Bolden. Looks like gold ice. Again, I'm doing the Googling.
Mm-hmm.
He is at Georgia.
Okay. Well, I think my kid here is from Oklahoma.
And it's 9-10.
Or Alabama.
Oh, hello.
Nick Evers.
E-V-E-R-S. Nicholas Evers.
3-5.
He is at Wisconsin.
That is not Wisconsin. Last year it was Arkansas or Oklahoma.
Well, he is at Wisconsin.
Okay.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. This is 2020. Who the hell knows?
Well,
the way people. Oh, now he's at UConn.
Yeah, this is not UConn. This is like red. 3-5. That is not.
See, that's the thing. Like, who knows with all these transfers nowadays?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Who's your first auto?
It is a plate.
Oh, got a 1-1. 1-1.
It is Thomas Castellanos.
Okay. Tomas Castellanos?
Yeah.
Don't know where he played. Mine was J.J. Cole, and that is Oregon for sure. There is no mistake on that one.
Nope. I got to do football because I guess he was at Oregon. He is now at Iowa State.
Okay.
See, that's with this transfer stuff, they can bounce around so much.
6-8.
Obviously, I can't tell the colors of Tomas Castellanos.
Oh, I know this kid.
There he is.
I know my next auto.
He is the quarterback at Boston College.
Oh.
Maybe he's the next Matt Ryan.
Oh, yeah, no.
All right, go ahead. Your next one?
NFL player.
Ooh, NFL.
Quarterback of your Chicago Bears.
Caleb?
Tyson.
Oh, Badgett.
Badgett. Futures auto.
This is a cool looking card.
8-10.
Hello.
Hello.
Brady Lichtenberg.
Oh, that is a Wisconsin Big Ten. That's a Big Ten kid.
He is in Cincinnati.
Okay, that is.
And it is 5-5.
What are they?
Oh, I got a super.
What? Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gold.
Oh,
vinyl
foil
swirl.
Frack or something. Yeah. All right, my next one is.
Let me see if he's still at Oklahoma.
Okay. The Tyson badge was 8-10. This was the kid that Matt likes from Texas. Adonai Mitchell? Mitchell?
Yeah, he went to the Colts.
Yep, auto.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, boy. 1-5. Oh, boy.
I saw your next one.
Oh, boy. I don't recognize any of the names, but it's there. And then the last one, I know who that is. Mitchell is numbered, what did I say, 5? 1-5.
1-5. Dylan Gabriel. He's now at Oregon.
Yes.
Super vivid Technicolor. Uno de uno.
Hey, Hanawan.
That is a good looking card because it's got the blue and pink on the sides.
So I have a colorful combos. I keep getting the multi-graph autographs in these releases.
Do.
They're all Hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
Colby Young. Jacoby George. And Xavier Restrepo.
That's my favorite part of these, Tyson trying to pronounce these names.
6 of 6.
Respirito.
Gosh. Okay. That's...
I have another Technicolor. It's purple ice is what I would go out and say, of Tank Hawkins. He's at Florida. 1-2.
Okay.
Ba-doom.
Is your last one good?
He's in the NFL now.
Mine's in the NFL now, too.
Yeah.
What's yours, number 2?
This one's to 5.
Dang it. Okay, so is mine. What position?
Quarterback.
Okay, I'll go first. Jonathan Brooks.
Ooh,
to
I like
5.
That. Nice.
Where'd he go?
He is a Panther.
That's right. The running back, I think it was like the first or second running back off the board.
He would have been...
Third or second?
No, I think it was first.
Okay.
Because I think Trey Burton.
Okay.
Well, they will play on the same team now.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he was the second one.
And who is your?
He is the new quarterback of Pete's Denver Broncos.
Bo
Nix. Numbered 2-5.
All right.
That's one thing with these Leaf. There's so many different, like, inserts and variations, like Vivid Futures, Vivid Technicolor.
Colorful combos?
Yeah.
Well, I dropped that on the floor.
I got two 101s in that box.
I got zero, but I got a triple auto. So. And Jonathan Brooks, like I said.
We'll call it a push. How's that?
I mean, the 101. You got the 101 of Gabriel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you win. I think that'll be a good one.
Ryan didn't win this week.
Ryan did never wins. No, never wins.
So, good-looking stuff available on our website right now.
Let's do it right now, yep.
Yeah, I mean, let me just double-check the price so I'm not leading people astray.
$11 billion.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
So, let me just double-check. This one I was not prepared for.
Unbelievable.
$216.
There you go. 16?
$216. It's MAP.
That's a weird number.
MAP.
Oh, okay.
So
couldn't make it 15, huh?
we gotta get that extra dollar. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, luckily, if you don't want to do pickleball, like, don't do pickleball, please, God, don't.
Save your money. No, kidding. This is good looking stuff.
No, this stuff looks great,
and it's a good mix of current collegiate guys, pro guys.
4 years of guys, which is great because you get young and you don't know who he is, but
potential
who knows?
There. Yeah.
You got a guy who's hot right now, and you got a guy who's entering the NFL, and I had a guy who already played in the NFL for a year.
Yeah,
Tyson Badgett. So, like, the 4 years, it's kind of nice. And
that's like a good thing about Leaf. They give you that variety.
Nothing over 10, right? Number to 10 less?
Yeah, I think 10 or less, yeah.
So, that's what we hit, so.
Let me see. Yeah, and two base cards and five autos in each box. Warning, contents inside box are highly collectible. Dun, dun, dun.
I thought you were going to say it could be choking hazards or something. What?
I mean, it could be, but you'd have to work on that one.
Yeah. Well, so nice.
There you go. That was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So check it out on the website. Now we do. Is that your neck popping like that? What is going on?
I have issues. I'm almost 40. You know how that works.
Yeah, I saw that 3 years ago. Now we do have a new thing coming to the RBI Crew 7 family. Mr. Matthew Shermanic.
Oh, I thought you were talking about someone having a kid.
Tyson, you got something to tell me?
I thought you were going to tell us something.
No.
Wait a minute.
Even though Ryan would laugh at that.
Neil, you're having another kid?
I'm stopping at the
one.
Holy
moly. I was like, what is going on here? Okay, let's rewind.
All right.
Start again.
Mr. Matt Shermanic is going to start breaking on Whatnot.
Oh, boy.
It's called Ripping Crew Breaks.
Ripping, R-I-N-G, ripping.
Yes.
Ripping, C-R-E-W or C-R-U?
C-R-U.
C-R-U, Ripping Crew Breaks. All one word, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He is on Whatnot. He's also going to be on IG.
Oh, okay.
He's got a break box tonight.
Really?
Yeah, it's 23-24 Select Basketball.
They don't tell me things, guys. I'm learning as you're learning.
23-24 Select Basketball, four box, random team break.
Okay.
So random check him teams out.
Okay.
It's inaugural. Stream is tonight. Whatnot.
What if you got Whatnot? We're there now. I guess is the
that's what
breaking
Matt,
what, crew he,
ripping
ripping
ripping crew
ripping crew breaks.
Breaks. Yes,
ripping. I think I actually have it on my phone now.
He has a very very cool logo that somebody who works here designed.
All right, man.
So
all right, hang on. Now. Well, I'll be the judge of this. Hang on,
that's
guys.
That's really cool.
You guys can go on Whatnot and look for this right now while I'm doing it too.
RIPPING CRUBREAKS. Tyson is looking it up.
There it is.
He's buying a team right now.
There it is. There's the logo.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
It's really tiny.
Hey, now.
Okay. There it is. Yep. Just select, because I'm new to the Whatnot.
I've never been on Whatnot. I'm not going to lie.
Tap on it, and there it is. There it is. Buy it now. Seller info. There's the picture. Okay.
Yeah.
Guarantee. Yeah. It's all set up, ready to go. $4. 28 left. I don't know how many are in there total, but there they go.
Yeah. So check him out. Yeah, because we will upload this podcast on Thursday, the 16th.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
You may listen to this tomorrow, and if you do listen to it tomorrow, you missed it. So, but he's going to be doing
it. It's going to be a routine thing.
Okay.
Tonight, like I said, this is inaugural one, so be sure to check him out. Support him.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of the fam.
Follow him on IG.
Yep.
He's on there now.
A ripping
crew. Ripping crew breaks. Yep.
Okay, I'll do that right
all
now.
All one word. So check him out. He is breaking out.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
All right, Instagram. How do I do this?
He's trying to figure out Instagram, everybody.
Ripping crew break. There it is.
There it is.
Ripping crew breaks. He's new, and he's being followed.
And there you go. So follow him on there to keep up to date on all the stuff he's breaking, when he's breaking, all that fun stuff.
Got it.
Congratulations, Matt, on your first break.
Yes, and a fortuitous futurist breaks. I mean, once I figure out how that works, I'll probably be joining stuff. Like it's, I know Patrick and James, other guys, friends of the show, podcast, and obviously of the shop. They always tell us that how whatnot for the consumer is just so easy. You just click and it's done.
Yeah, because people do auctions on there all the time.
And you can walk away and you know you already did it and it's done. It just shows up in the mail. You don't have to do anything. So I think like I said, I'm still learning the whole whatnot thing. I think they send pictures or you get an update of what you get or however it works.
I'm old. I don't know.
We should have got Shermag on today if he wasn't working. God, guy. But maybe we'll get him on.
We'll get him on soon.
Sometime.
We'll get him on soon.
And he could talk about it once absolutely. Because I know he even talks about how he's still learning some of the stuff. So.
Yeah. So there you go.
There it is, and there you are.
So, not too bad.
Oh, we got through two pages?
I mean, like I said, most of it was the releases and what each series was at. So I actually knew what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a, I got to tell you something.
No, Ash.
There is a.
Story time with Tyson.
It's not really a story. There is a massive drive for me to put this microphone down, run over and grab a trilogy box, but I'm not going to do it because I actually think this product we will sell well because I think once people start seeing it, I think we'll start for only $150, I think it was a box.
Something else we're getting in tomorrow is Optic football blasters.
Officially.
Officially.
However, if you're quick enough... I actually think we have some on our shelves. If you're listening to this, I'm not sure though. I think he had got a random 10 in.
Something like that.
And it was
Who knows with Ryan?
But I know the official cases and what our distributor actually gives us it's going to be here tomorrow. So, and we had, I think 2 days ago, we had 13, 14 people call.
Yeah. And so it's going to be a hot one.
Oh, yeah. We actually got some in. From a deal that somebody opened. They look good. I mean, they're not off center. They're not scratched up. That's kind of the scares, right? They were look good. So,
and also, we're supposed to have select blasters and megas coming in tomorrow. Miss those. So
get the elephant Wimbenyamas.
Those would be crazy.
Oh my! Well, a couple have come out already, but
yeah,
big money, crazy money, actually. So.
So there you go. And again, all those are on rbicrew7.com.
Except for Trilogy.
Trilogy.
In 6 months, we can't have them.
We're working. We're trying to work on that. We're trying.
That a little bit, so. Anything else?
No, I think we got it.
Did we cover all of them? Ryan, is there anything else?
Anything? No. Are you on vacation again?
Oh, my God. I looked at the calendar. That boy. That man. Stop it.
Yeah.
If you want to see Ryan at any time, don't come in between the months of April to
June.
December.
To June.
To December. I think that's kind of it, yeah.
Ow, I just smoked my knee.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, he deserves some time away. You got to get away, right? Southwest Airlines?
Sure. Sure. I don't know if he took Southwest, even though he was going Southwest today.
No, I think he took American.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know.
That's why it was delayed for an hour and a half.
Yeah, always late.
On that week, thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
For listening. Just the two of us and our banter.
Yep.
So until next week, big gulps, huh?
Michigan sucks.
Well, that was rude.